I got a call from the housing department. Would I rent the room out? We had a six-room apartment. Would I rent the room out to a student? My wife and I were not very happy about that, but I was very much on probation. Classes had not yet even begun. And so, reluctantly, we agreed to rent the room out to this guy. He involved himself in all the hoopla college activities, and one night he came home so drunk that he was incommunicado. But the following day, when he sobered up a little, we laid the law down to him. I said, if you ever get so drunk again, you're not to come home, sleep it off in some friend's house. Anyway, he participated in a homecoming week, and they were having a, I don't know, crowning a queen, a college queen or something, and they were building floats, and he was drinking more beer than drinking quotes, and he did get drunk again. But he somehow remembered our admonition, and he went to what he thought was his friend's house, but it wasn't his friend's house. It was a stranger's house, and when the gentleman opened the door, when he knocked, the gentleman saw what was going on, and a scuffle ensued, and the wife of the household noticed what was going on, and right away called the police, and they hauled him up to jail, and he slept it off overnight. At 7:30 in the morning, we got a call to come down and take him home. So we went down there, and they began questioning me. Says, do you know this guy? I said, yeah, he lives with us. Are you a professor? He told us that you were a professor. I said, yes. And you teach mathematics? You teach mathematics, huh? I said, yeah. And you write on the blackboard, huh? I said, yeah. I said, why are you questioning me? Well, he gave us the story about he lives with this blind man who teaches mathematics and writes on the blackboard, and if you didn't corroborate his story, we're going to book him for a sanity hearing.